This is the podcast for JNS Spine. This is the July 4, 2014 podcast from JNS Spine. My name is Natalie Pinchem, and I'll be reading a summary of an article on oncology and spinal cord injury published today. Autograft-derived spinal cord mass following olfactory mucosal cell transplantation in a spinal cord injury patient. A case report by Brian DeLauhe and colleagues. Human neural stem cell transplantation offers tremendous promise as a treatment for spinal cord injuries and other neurological conditions, but new findings suggest risks. One of the biggest fears is whether tumors may develop as a result of the therapy. DeLauhe and colleagues describe the growth of a spinal cord mass 8 years after intraspinal olfactory mucosal cell transplantation in a spinal cord injury patient. 3 years after sustaining a spinal cord injury in a motor vehicle collision, the patient underwent the experimental treatment, designed to take advantage of the olfactory cell's regenerative properties. Despite the experimental approach, the patient did not recover any neurological function, but did develop an expansile spinal cord mass at the site of treatment, resulting in pain and requiring resection. The mass was cystic, containing thick, copious mucus-like material, and composed of respiratory and neural tissue and components of bone. Histological findings suggested the mass was a result of ectopic abnormal growth of transplanted cells. The authors note that this case confirms concerns over human cell and stem cell transplantation. Although it should not deter the advancement of stem cell research and clinical trials, it stands as a warning to the scientific and medical communities. Thank you for listening. The JNS mobile app is now available in iTunes and the Google Play Store. Just search for JNSPG to download the app for your mobile device today. For more information on how to submit your research to the Journal of Neurosurgery, please visit thejns.org and click on Info for Authors.